Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 4th of October, recording at 9:12 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights of another very exciting day. A bit quiet in the Asian stock markets. Japan down a little bit. Korea, South Korea down a little bit. That's fretting over the nuclear testing promise threat coming from North Korea, and I don't think that will have any lasting effect. And European, let's see, now before Europe, Thailand, small upside key day reversal here today, possibly too small to be significant, but it's a signal. European markets, good gains. The US, very good gains. And that's partly due to the recent new highs, and particularly due to some remarks by Ben Bernanke, which I will comment on. And in government bonds, steady action here, liking the oil price weakness. But oil, what an exciting day. Oil got hammered early on, fell down to 57.75. But closed up 70 cents on the day. Well, it's still trading in after hours. Currently 59.43. Has been as high as 59.75. Now, you know my view. It's got to get back up above that $60 level. Get up into the sort of low 60s fairly quickly. Tomorrow would do. To be consistent with the bottoming out script that I have forecast here. Interestingly, gasoline and heating oil, both up today, did not breach last week's lows, although crude obviously did. Natural gas was stronger in here today as well. And the metals got absolutely hammered when the precious metals, that is, got absolutely hammered when the oil was weak, and then pared back those declines somewhat. Okay, so where are we in terms of stock markets? Well, this is the easy bit, and that I'll cover fairly quickly. Everything points to the gradual completion by stock markets of the medium-term correction. Not all at once, one by one, they have all pushed back up towards their highs. Well, most of them have, not exaggerate, David. Most of them have pushed back up towards their May highs, and an impressive number have broken through. Now, nothing is really threatening its lows. Some have lagged. New Zealand's lagged a lot. The Middle Eastern markets, not surprisingly, the oil producers have lagged a lot at least. But most of the European markets, continental European markets, have had a stellar performance. The Asian emerging markets have been quite good. Some of the European emerging markets have been quite good. Even some of the commodity producers have been reasonably steady overall. Big gains by Brazil in here today. I just noticed that. Up 3.6%. Mexico up 2%. Do we really think commodities are going to collapse? Well, I don't, but there are plenty of people out there singing that tune. Okay, so I think this is, this is October, as you know, and October can keep, investors can remain nervous during October because of its history, but the risks are greatly exaggerated, and I expect no worse than a little bit of choppy action, and we may not even see that. So it's a favorable environment. And one of the things that helped Wall Street so much, and I just mentioned the Dow up over 1%, 123 points, the S&P up 16 points, nearly 1.25%, and the lagging NASDAQ, but not lagging today. Clearly some short covering as well as long buying in here today, up over 2%. It's 47%, 47 points on the NASDAQ Composite Index. But here's the key comment from Bernanke, and veteran subscribers will recall that one could practically write, well, I had been writing a sort of a script for Bernanke over the last few weeks, saying that with oil prices coming down, with the housing market clearly off the boil, with the U.S. economy weakening, he was in a position to declare a partial victory over inflation. The inflation, of course, that the Fed helped to create or largely created. And then promise, of course, that he would remain vigilant. But perhaps vigilant is not the word he would want to use, too close to vigilante, and so on. But at any rate, here's what he actually said, quite tactfully. Quote, and this is from Bloomberg, "We do believe that inflation is going to be coming down gradually over time," Bernanke said after addressing the Economic Club of Washington. "But it is something that we have to watch very carefully to make sure that it doesn't rise or even remain where it is," unquote. Well, Bernanke has benefited from the oil price weakness, and the U.S. has helped to jawbone the oil prices down, the oil complex down, I should say, in recent weeks. And certainly this signals that Bernanke is not going to be raising rates for the rest of this year. And this is good news for the stock market overall. It's soft landing Goldilocks territory, although I hate that latter term, but so many people use it, and you know exactly what it means in this context. But the bottom line is it's favorable for stock markets, as I've already said. Now, clearly Bernanke is in the business of managing inflation expectations. That's the key point that I have been emphasizing recently. So, they're always going to say, we're watching inflation, we think it's too high or whatever, or we want to make sure that it doesn't rise and so on, while making sure that there's enough liquidity there, pumping in enough money to keep the stock market from tanking, to keep the housing market from tanking. A correction that won't trouble them at all, and to keep the U.S. economy ticking over at a reasonable rate. So I expect this slowdown to really only last a quarter or two, and if that's too optimistic, then of course Bernanke can step in and start to cut interest rates. Okay, government bonds. While oil is soft and Bernanke is making statements like this, the bond market is going to be relatively pleased, but equities, in my view, are a much, much better investment today than those long-dated government bonds are. Too much supply, too much disguised stealth inflation in the pipeline, too much debt generally. Overall, don't like the government bond sector. They're in a secular bear market and are in the latter stages of what has been a good technical rally triggered by the medium term, the predictable medium term correction for global stock markets. Okay, now I mentioned oil's action in here today. Again, it was a particularly exciting day, but we're getting this choppy two-way volatility. And this was bouncing all over the place today. I gave you the range, which exceeded $2 in here today. And that's not bad on something that had closed last night at 58.68. So really swinging around. I'm in here, and it was moving back and forth all day long, which was quite interesting. Now, the type of churning activity following a big fall tells us that we're now back to a two-way market. Supply, arguably, because we saw a new reaction low in here today, supply arguably still has the upper hand, but demand is coming in and succeeded in producing a gain on the day. Currently, we're trading at 59.50. And I already mentioned that the heating oil and gasoline did not break their lows in here today. Now, I don't expect any quick recovery by oil. I think we're probably into short covering territory right now, or at least will be fairly soon. I do think that the U.S. administration will do all that it can, and it can certainly exert some psychological pressure and even some supply pressure to keep these prices down through the November elections. So don't be surprised if oil just sort of messes around down here for a few weeks. But I maintain that this is bottom territory overall, and you will see higher oil prices before year end, and you'll certainly see higher prices in 2007. Now, precious metals, again, interesting capitulation. Selling is taking place. The Stephen Roach argument, I put up a paper of his today on this. Mind you, we've given him plenty of coverage in Fuller Money, but Fuller Money has a long policy of posting articles that disagree with what I happen to think, just so that subscribers can see both sides of the argument and make up their own minds. But just think of the sequence of events. U.S. stock market correction predictably commencing in May. It was quite sharp. The contagion spilled over into precious metals and into the crude oil market. Crude oil had its what is still only its third largest percentage correction since of the last 5 years, although it's not far off the second. I think the second one was 27%. I haven't calculated the latest figure as of today, but it must be somewhere in the about 25% correction off its high, taking today's low. So only the third largest correction during that period, although but it did break the sequence of rising lows on the charts, as you have seen before. But I think, as I've said before, that the reaction in the oil price, first, this is very good for global GDP growth. So we will see growth picking up next year in a number of countries, possibly not the US, although I wouldn't be at all surprised if growth didn't pick up in the United States as well. And that will lead to greater oil consumption in 2007 than we are seeing in 2006, and the oil consumption continues to rise every single year. So that's a bullish argument, and it remains to be seen whether we will getting an offsetting supply decrease against that background. Okay, now the precious metals. Let me go back to that cascade effect that I was talking about. We are still seeing some selling pressure in these industrial commodities, although the industrial metals have held up best. But if they're going to fall, and if they're going to fall anytime soon, they've got every excuse to do it now. That doesn't mean they're going to fall here at this stage. But you know, what I'm pointing out is that we've had these sort of rotational selling squalls, equities mainly in May and June. The resources markets, which had the better rallies, getting a second stage hit in here recently. The action is looking climactic once again, and I think it's quite close to a bottom in terms of both price move and also in terms of time. But I can't say that it's over yet, but it does have signs that there is evidence that it is climactic in here. Anybody who is holding gold, on an unleveraged basis, I think really ought to be able to sleep comfortably at night, even though, as I said in my comment today, that profit erosion is always an uncomfortable experience. I think a year from now, we will look at or think back on today's prices for gold and silver and other precious metals and say, my goodness, weren't they cheap? Okay, grains, quite a bounce in here today. But some of them remain really quite depressed overall. That's pretty much it. I've run on long enough. So I'll just say all the best and roll on tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be another exciting day.